Hello, hello, on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, and it is 9:30 in the Chicago area where Paul is from, and we're sitting down here with Paul to review his LinkedIn profile and to see how we can improve some of the messaging and everything else. And Paul is a coach that helps people message and present themselves better online to get more comfortable in front of camera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm going to let him speak more on that. So anyway, here's Paul.
Hey, everybody. Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. And I can't wait to be picked apart, because what I do for clients is what I need you to do for me. This is the idea that there's a story that we need to tell that effectively gets in front of and connects to our target audience. That's what I do for people. And we craft speaking products so that they can story tell the best way possible to amplify their brands and grow their businesses. However, I think we all know, that's why we all get coaches and help, that when it's our forest, it's impossible to see that forest through our own trees. So I'm happy to be here so that my messaging can be better for the people I'm trying to reach. So I appreciate this opportunity.
Great. So let's get on. Let's start, because an hour is really not enough to get everything covered. Like we were just talking in the studio, I said this 1 hour thing is just a basic overview, and you know, the fine tuning and messaging and even the keywords. I mean, you could find the keywords and then you're going to change them 2 days later anyway because of something you see and like, oh yeah, well maybe I should use this. But the problem with the profile and then general and all the aspects of it is it's supposed to make a first impression. I mean, you would agree with that, no? Like, that's your resume, people look at that and stuff. And now, especially with Paul and his broad spectrum of services, and I have the same problem. That's why I now keep changing and fine-tuning it all the time, too. But, you're offering, let's say, 50 different services and 50 ways you can help people. Well, how do you fit that onto the profile? There's only one banner, there's only one image, there's only one headline. And, you know, if you could have 50 different headlines and sort of like a menu, that'd be nice, but it would probably not be as clear. So the biggest, trickiest thing about this, about LinkedIn profile, is centering it around one message and just kind of like tell as much as possible in as few words and images as possible. That's the whole key of the profile. And I guess people who write resumes, which I've never really done, I've tried like one or two, but realized job world is not for me, so I don't know much about profiles as far as resumes and CVs, but the LinkedIn profile I've been working with for a couple of years now, and think I have it down pretty well. So I'm gonna share the screen here. I'm gonna start off with Paul's profile, and what I'm going to do is I'm also going to take a screenshot from that. It's good. And I will take a screenshot of the profile, and then we'll get into the different aspects of it. So let's start with this. So if you would need this, this is how I always start, is what is the, in one sentence, what is the one product that you would say, or service, product, or benefit that you bring to the people? I mean, you know, like if you like let's say the customer asks you, what can you do for me?
Right. So my initial answer is, we design the brand story that differentiates you from your competitors.
Okay. And now that's a good sentence. And of course, when you're speaking, it's easy. Now, how would you put that into, let's say, five words?
Yeah.
And I love this, because this is the exact thing I'm talking about. That's right. The trickiest part in the entire profile and stuff is exactly. Now tell me in three words, and you're like, which ones do I pick? And that's basically what you got to do on a profile, is just pick something. Right. How would you say this? Sort of cherry pick the biggest benefit and use like three or four words to say this. I mean, I had this problem with my son's profile, which I had to kind of write out longer, but for mine it was like high ROI websites. Now I'm like now I changed it to provider of social media sojourn.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
I would something like extremely clear brand value. Start there and then maybe whittle away.
Okay. Okay. That's I just Let me save this because I need to get in here. I want to save this. So we're going to, I'm saving this. Oh, here, events and hold. And so next step, what I'm going to do is I'm going to also, I did pick out these things, but I'm going to show you just, I'm going to stop sharing a screen here. And we're going to go over to Canva. I'm going to start a new presentation. That wasn't a presentation. Hold on a second. I got it. Not a presentation. Canva's really slows down the RAM, and then the entire computer and the live stream is not doing that well. But I'm going to, I don't have this full screen. So I'm going to duplicate this, and then we're ready to go. Make a copy, and I'm going to start off on my profiles. Here we go. Let me delete everything from here. And so I deleted my stuff, and let me share the screen again. And here we go. I had to clear off and then prepare the template. I didn't do that. That was my mistake. So slow down a little bit. Anyway, so again, brand value, you said? Brand voice? What was it?
Extremely clear brand value, I think, maybe?
Yeah. So I'm just going to put brand value here for like the templates that we use in that you have in Canva. So we'll start. And there's a whole bunch of them. We could just pick one just to see. But this the Canva, the tricky part is, and I say this all the time, it's kind of like people just take a template from Canva and they just change the text and just leave it. It's not really the best way to do it, because if you want to have a unique thing, and then you have to edit and stuff. And let's see which one should we use. Let's use something a little bit more fun. That one's boring, but I guess we could use this. This is, now you have this, and a lot of people just change the name, put something here, and fill out this stuff, and that's it. And I think the stars are actually pretty good addition to that. So, and I did prepare the brand thing here. So we will have it here for the brand kit, and then we just change the colors. Poof, and that's the first start. So okay. Let's work with this, for example, and. Can do this for the side so far, and let's put this here. So it's extreme. Give me that sentence again.
Extremely clear brand value.
Extremely clear brand value. To me, this looks like a strange font, but again, it's about designing. So we change the fonts and stuff, and Canva Sans Songs. Too close together. Archivo Black. Laura is not nice. That one's too big. I'm trying to pick this here. Wide. Wow, that's ugly. Anyway, let's stick with Arial. And basically, this is something you want there. Like this one message. Because when I look at your profile right now, it says your company's name, Crider Creatives, and storytelling sells. Which is true, but it doesn't speak to the potential client. I mean, you would agree with me on that?
I don't see. Sure, but I don't see how extremely clear brand value, which we just came up with, does anything different. How it changes the goal that we're trying to get to. So help me understand the difference then.
Right. Well, because this is. Again, if you need the one clear message, sort of, and I would even simplify it to clear brand value, for example. And then, of course, you have to add some additional text because, and some of the services. So it's kind of like, it's sort of like a cascading effect. Is imagine the banner to be a billboard. Okay. And you want informing people. So like I said, again, this is just like step one. Step one is to come up with like the headline of the billboard. And now we have to come up with the rest of the other text, smaller text, not too much of it. Cause some people write a whole story on there. So you need like two or three more things. Now, exactly. You want to tell people how you work with them. What do you do for them? What would the results be afterwards and stuff? And again, three or four different sort of slogans, I guess, that we have to come up with. and that would create the final touch of the of the thing. Because yeah, obviously, again, it's just one sentence like this won't change much, you know, because they won't get an idea of it. But
so you thought that maybe extremely was unnecessary. So then get rid of extremely, and just kind of put it together the way that you think is more focused and drives the right kind of message, the right kind of
right. But you know, again, yeah, exactly. This is why it's always got to be communication. Like one person can't just sit there and just say, sure, oh, I'm going to come up with this. And it's kind of like, you know, especially because I think for me personally, people will tell you the next one is the headline and stuff. And I'm like, I think this, I consider the banner to be the single most important element. And also, so that's why when I look at it, I'm like, and people just have, I just watched yesterday, somebody just has a house there and stuff. And it's like, it doesn't say anything. And so it's kind of like, this has to be like, for me, I spend all day just coming up with the three or four different texts. But yeah, you have the clear brand value. And basically, I would do stick with this. And I would say, you do this. I help you. I would say we just use all capitals, I guess. Let's do it this way. I help you communicate. Grab this anyway. So you have the text here, this other text here, and then here I would do, let's say, three different things to define the clear brand value. So what is the service? What is the other, the sub-services of that? Like the great clear brand value, that's obvious. Okay, that's the number one takeaway everybody's going to get from working with you. And what's, and now let's break it down to the steps of what you're going to do. Like, for example, if you look at my profile, I talk about like, okay, yeah, the now I have the social media sojourn, but before I had the websites, and under the websites, I had like a like smaller text that says exactly what I do and what, you know, all the different aspects. So now let's get into the other, the defining the other.
Sure. Well, so looking at your, I'll try to model mine after yours. If you think that yours is working and like does what it needs to do. So yours says provider of social media sojourn. And then under it, it says a well of social media skill. And then it says LinkedIn with an icon, a crown icon, social media with a crown icon, web design with a crown icon, SEO with a crown icon, and then ghostwriting. So should I be modeling
you that? Basically, you do want to have that the services under that. And there's two reasons for that. The number one reason for that is that people will see it, people will read it, but although it's the smallest text, so they won't read it unless the big title catches them. Like if they get, you know, clear brand values, like, okay, what is, I help you communicate, or I help you achieve clear brand value, or whatever other word we're going to pick for the top, then the people will look further onto there. It's like, oh, what is it that goes to creating that? What are the aspects of it? And once you have that, that's for the people, but also LinkedIn, what it does is basically like SEO, because they can read the text on the image, and basically those are like sort of keywords that, so that when people search for services that you offer, LinkedIn will know that you are offering these services. That's why the words, I have them there.
Sure. So when you say services, so again, I want to model your example and your advice, right? So you're saying services. So I look at your LinkedIn banner and you say LinkedIn is a service, social media is a service, website is a service, web design, SEO is a service, ghostwriting, those are services from your perspective?
From my perspective, those are the areas that I help people out. I guess, I mean, I just try to pick the words, and I guess for my thing, and again, talking to you, I always like getting feedback on my stuff too.
No, I don't. Listen, I'm not criticizing. No. I'm just trying to understand how I can model mine after yours. Because let's say that follow my example, right? So I wouldn't know what to put down, because I'm not going to help people communicate clear brand value on LinkedIn. I'm not going to, that's not what I do.
Right.
And I don't do it on social media per se. Right.
Yeah. And basically that's the only place where I work. So that's the difference.
Right. So for me, and maybe this is just kind of a messy thing to talk through. So when I think of services, I think of, you know, sort of how do I help people communicate clear brand value? Well, I offer storytelling courses, right? So I don't know if that's what you mean, but yep. I do. I offer courses, right? I offer customized brand narrative workshops, or you can, you know, so as opposed to just here are some things that I do for storytelling strategies, then I take those strategies and I apply it directly to the client in a workshop so they can understand how these strategies can level up their brand narrative and create something very sticky and differentiated so that their brand stands out. And storytelling is the format primarily for how that is done.
Right. And as you're talking, I just created some of those, exactly, take those things out. And so then there is
there are two more engagement models that clients will enter into with me. So after the courses, after the 90-minute workshop, it's a 90-minute workshop, then there is a 12-week engagement where we create speaking products based on the new brand narrative that we determined from the workshop, right? Here it is, the core narrative. Now, because my job is not to, it's not copywriting and putting the narrative on an About Us page on a website. That's not what I do.
Right.
What I do is and this is what the 12-week program then trains these brand leaders to orally tell the story of their brand, thus creating the speaking products they can use for a variety of speaking opportunities to amplify their brand and grow their business.
What was the word? What was the sentence you said? I help the brand leaders. How was that?
I help brand leaders. I train the brand leaders to, and I'm using the word orally tell, because you can tell a story writing it down. You can tell a story, you know, in a variety of ways. But this is a speaking the story experience, whether it's on camera, record it, throw it out to social media, or whether it's on stage at an event for a featured speaking opportunity. So it's not just, let's figure out what your core story is, which we do, a differentiated core story. That's what the workshop is for. Then let's fully develop these speaking products and train you to perform these stories, speak these stories, right? Because if you have a script, that's one thing. But if you can't perform, then that's another. So that's what the 12 weeks is for. It's a step up from the workshop. We're going to create these speaking products and we're going to train you to be a dynamic performer of said speaking products.
Okay.
Am I following the exercise here?
No. This is actually what he was like. Basically, I created a lot of ideas that we can use to define the web. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. Is like, you have to speak of what and to define, but exactly, this is the problem is like when you, and this is your problem on your profile. The biggest one is the fact that, yes, you know how to do it perfectly orally, but now you have to fit that into,
right,
take out just the highlights, you know, like what I just said, it's trained to speak your story, narrative-based.
Right. And if that's what you mean by
services,
then...
Let's say not only services, let's say the benefit. You know, like if people buy your course, they go through the process. What is the benefit? Because you know, of course, they're not gonna, you know, take home a hot Pete's hot sauce, but you know, they will walk away with something more than they came with, and this is what you got to communicate on that banner,
you know?
And this is what I'm talking about. Like with me, it's gonna be a better website. Now, you know, I'm focused more on doing these profiles and stuff. And yeah, this is what you got to speak on there. This is what you're selling. This is what you're
So what is missing right now? Do I have to continue? Do I tweak this further then?
We can pick from them. We could leave these. I'm thinking about like brand leaders only express their story. I'm thinking about how I wrote it down, but yeah. it's a really bad.
I don't like the phrase orally.
Yeah.
There's some connotations there that we don't do that kind of work, but
also, you know, exactly. Orally can be misunderstood in many ways and stuff, and used and misused and abused and stuff. But yeah, it's nice. But again, express, like we started with the clear brand value, which is good. But now we can also look at the, maybe there is something else we could come out of that,
So
because your thing is about communication. Okay. You do teach people how to communicate.
Right,
which is a very terribly long word.
Right. Well, here's the thing. So I also don't want to trick anybody into thinking that I do one thing where I do another. So that's
the other thing. Exactly.
Yeah. So for example, the original name of my website, which is now Kreider Creatives, was myspeakingcoach.com.
Yeah, which is a little bit different. I get it.
A little different. So what I would attract, not intentionally, people who required speech therapy.
Wow. Okay. Right? Yeah.
And yeah. I'm like, no, it's not what this is. Not a clinical exercise, right?
Yeah.
This is not the right place for you. Yeah. The other is I am, and which related is I don't necessarily train people in speaking mechanics, right? I'm not going to work on breathing or casually I'll address things like enunciation, right? Like we can't have people slurring their words when they're telling a story on video to amplify and grow their brand, right? It has to be crisp. It has to be a great performance. But I am not going to create any kind of curriculum that changes mechanics of how people speak. Again, that's therapeutic. That's clinical to me. And that's not what I do. Right. The other thing is just to be clear with how not to confuse anybody. Right. So many people have a fear of speaking, whether they wear the hat as, C-suite or they're an account executive. Right. And many of those fears come from speaking in front of many others, as opposed to one-on-one. A lot of people can do that just fine. Right. And it's not a clinical diagnosis, but it is a thing called glossophobia. Right. It is a thing. A lot of people have this thing. You won't find it in a psychiatric DSM, diagnostic book. But yeah. And so with that comes this sense of lack of self-efficacy. Like, I don't think I can do this. Imposter syndrome. I don't think I, who am I to take the stage or get on camera? Who am I to do that? Yeah. There's also a thick exterior that of a shell that needs to be cracked for some clients, which is I'm a CEO. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for years. Don't tell me I have to X, Y, and Z, right? So there's also that level of sort of an obstacle of transformation. Like people don't want to change, right? Yet their business is sort of linearly moving along. And you look at their marketing materials and how they communicate their value. And for many of these companies, you don't see them face of brand, face of company on camera or at a trade show or a conference or a summit, sharing stories about the industry, about the origins of their company, all the really interesting differentiator components. You never hear from the faces of the companies that are doing mediocrely, right? The companies that are doing well, you see most of those leaders out there, wearing the performer hat, storyteller hat, right? But the ones that aren't, you don't see that. So it's like, maybe then you work this into your repertoire, into your marketing, into your branding exercises. Find that story, learn how to tell it really well, and showcase it. There are opportunities. We can do that for you. I've been in the speaking industry as an agent, landing people speaking opportunities for a very long time. So there is a network out there of people that can provide you opportunities to showcase, but not a mediocre product. Yep. So no, that's definitely. That is like succinctly as I can sort of tell the story of what I do for my clients. Now, they can take a course and learn some really cool things about storytelling. Absolutely. They can get into a workshop with me and learn how to, these storytelling tactics can be customized for their own content. Like, you will learn what your core brand story is based on the workshop. We can develop those products, create your keynotes, your panel discussion content, your full featured presentations or workshops. We can create all that and make sure you can present them well. So we create the content, the stories, and the structure, and the skills as a performer. Because it doesn't do any good if you have all the knowledge in the world and no one wants to hear you talk. That's the professor syndrome, right? The person who knows the most, standing in front of the classroom, done the most work. I've been doing this for 45 years, blah, blah, blah. And oh my gosh, I'd rather watch paint dry. I feel like they're equal, right? And in training people to perform, whether it's on camera or on stage, is to realize that they are as much a part of the branding experience or the product than the as the product itself or the services they sell. Because if no one likes this, then they're going to be hesitant at best to want to work with your company. When we all know that the face of the company is not necessarily the person that works with the client they're looking to attract. They hand them off to a so-and-so. Someone else gets on the phone and you never meet, you've never talked to, there's no rapport. So in those cases, the leaders are modeling through fantastic storytelling that showcases why what they do matters to their target audience. And then, of course, explains what it is and how it all works, but emphasizing why again. It models the kind of behavior that leaders should be exuding to their teams. So if the leader says, wow, like, look at how I do it. This is how you tell the story. This is the origin story. This is a positive customer success story. These are good for our business. Watch me do it. So then the sales team goes, oh, or the marketing team goes, whoa, now I know what to do. And while the potential customer is not going to work with the CEO or the face of the brand necessarily, they will be working with someone who shares that enthusiasm and stage presence and sense of connecting people through storytelling and on a humanity level, like a humanities level. Yep. So is that to give you like word salad to sort of figure out more?
Yeah, well, we have something to work with here. I want to show you, because I'm going to go back to sharing and you could see I did take a few notes. Highlights again, and then we have a lot of stuff. And again, it just shows now comes the hardest part, okay? And the hardest part of this is...
Well, before you get there, Jay McAllister has a comment. He wants to know about the breakfast. I think he remembers one of my workshops about where I come up with like the sandwich building. So there's a specific model that I use to teach people, and I call it building the sandwich. And there is a restaurant in Ann Arbor, Michigan, called Angelo's, that inspired me to create the sandwich model for creating back pocket stories. So it's called Angelo's, but unfortunately, Jay, Angelo's closed 2 years ago after 67 years of being in business. So
a lot of that going around.
I know. And the song, yes, there is a song. His name is Dick Siegel. The song is called Angelo's. And you can Google it and find it. But the chorus is eggs over easy hash browns and toast. You go to Angelo's, right? So fantastic. But yes, so in terms of specific strategies that I use to help people craft these core brand stories, which I call back pocket brand stories. These are the speaking products that you always have on you, are available that you can easily tweak and customize so that you can reach your target audience with the content in a way that's best for them. And the recipe to craft these back pocket stories is a sandwich model. Top bun ingredients, bottom bun, top bun being introductions, ingredients being the core ideas, your meat, your cheese, your veggies, core ideas. And then the bottom bun is that conclusion that calls your target audience to act. So that is the curriculum that I put people through, is to learn that, which they get a high level understanding in the courses. But to apply it to somebody's brand narrative or somebody's business content, that's where the hard work and coaching and consulting comes in, because we have to figure out how to create that kind of sandwich so that it can go right in our back pocket in the recipe book we can take out for the speaking opportunities.
Right. And now we'll go back to Canva.
Good.
Because I think we got enough.
And Jay appreciated that story about Angela.
So. Yes, I got that. And hello, Jay. And yeah, now look at the Canva, what I came up with. Now comes the hard part.
That looks great, by the way. Just leave it. Perfect. And keep that guy on the right-hand side there. Just because he's more handsome than I am, just leave him there.
We'll get to your profile picture a little bit. But now, what to throw out?
The whole thing. I'm just kidding.
It's way too many things. Yeah. Just too long and stuff like that. But this is exactly This is exactly what I'm talking about. As you talk, I take small things, and then we gotta take those and now consolidate them into a clear message. Just a few, let's say half of them. We'll keep 4, 5, 6.
Well, so it's a hard exercise for me. When someone says, so clearly communicate your value, right? And I'm like, shit, because that's what I ask other people to do, right? Yep. So I want to walk the walk, okay? And so for the last almost 4 years now, I have been tweaking how I convey value. Now, I'll tell you another part of the process that's a bit frustrating, and I'm sure other people out there that might be listening to this or will listen to it later will tell you that some people tell you that you have conveyed your value clearly, and you go, oh, great. And then some people will tell you have not.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So that's why I always say is there's no right way to do your anything. Is the best way that works for you. And you always got to sort of adjust. And if majority of people will tell you that, then it's probably time to adjust. If you have 100 people, 100 feedbacks, and 90 of them say this, and then 10 say something like against it, then you're like, well, I guess I'm satisfying the majority, so it's better than what the 10 say generally. But it's always hard. It's always, do you want to communicate? And especially marketing overall, I mean, you have, and I will just mention one of the biggest blunders in marketing was I forget how it was, but it was like a billboard that showed a signal like take a right turn to get to the funeral home, and right next to it was, yes, McDonald's offers crispy chicken sandwiches. Right. It's kind of like it's right there next to it. So kind of like when you blend it together, sometimes it doesn't work, and it's always hard. And there was nothing wrong with either of those advertisements. The fact that they were in one, within a couple of feet of each other just made it ridiculous. So it's always about that too. It's like you could create the best advertisement, marketing, or billboard, but it's where you put it that makes the content, the context of the area around it makes a whole difference too. That's why I try to do LinkedIn, just LinkedIn, and focus on that mainly. And because again, it works a little different there. So basically, we got the base for the banner, I would say. And I don't know, what do you think of the I help you communicate clear brand value, and then we'll just leave a couple of these there.
Yeah, I came up with it, and I'm here to get help. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure that
I get it.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I'm thinking.
So here now, I wonder, because I have, as you might imagine, lots of different versions in my own notes as it pertains to my clear value, right? So as I mentioned, though, the storytelling that I help that I teach and then create these speaking products, these are presentations on some level, right? people have to present these things with their words. And what I find that some leaders who I'm trying to work with don't understand how an outstanding story-based presentation can grow their brand and business. It's something that they've never been trained in. They are not a public speaker. Speaking seems to be like an occupational hazard, you know, or a byproduct of what they have to do as a face of a company. They don't want to do it because they've never learned the value of it as a business growing tool, right? So I have some of this language that I've used previously is, you know, something like turn your presentations into powerful brand building tools, storytelling strategies, speaking coaching, business development, business growth, helping business leaders communicate their value, engage audiences, and grow their brand. I don't know if these are better or worse than what we're working on.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and you see me dragging these things around and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this would be like fine, just these that I'm using here, because star presenter, I think, is a key. I'm not sure if these tell customer success stories, whether that is something that is an aspect of it. But like, again, it's like, that's the whole thing about the creating, and you have to listen to the exact details. And I've heard you before, so I sort of even know, but still, as you're speaking now, I get more and more ideas, of course, to use and stuff. And, you know, I mean, what do you think of this? What do you think of these six? One else to throw out, or which one of those pull back, or what?
You're the top banner I'm looking at here.
Yeah, I just made the copy, so just in case I lose.
Storytelling courses, become a star presenter, leave mediocrity, back pocket brand stories. So become part of your product, tell customer success stories. So the back pocket brand story thing means something to me, right? Because that's something I created, right? Like this concept. So if I put it on a banner, now I wonder, does it create interest or does it create confusion?
In my book, the way I perceive it, and again, you know, I'm not the only one that will be looking at it, so I'm thinking that it does it to me, it creates curiosity.
Okay, so I would like to think that too. So let's assume that it does. Okay,
so at least we agree on that.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's
fine. Like, because I think it's people like, you know, it's something unique, you know, like, right. I don't think, you know, you said you came up with it, and it's right. Sort of something like, well, it goes well because people will be able to tell everything, like what you do basically from the other five. And then this one is sort of like there in the middle saying like, oh yeah, well, you know, it kind of leaves that now, extra touch sort of.
The other thing I'm looking at is, I think become part of your product. I'm not sure. Yeah. I understand it.
It may not work well on a banner. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a little abstract, maybe.
It's gone.
And then so storytelling courses. So here's my pro and con about that. Actually, it's more of a con. There are a million storytelling courses that someone can take, right? And what makes mine different is my sandwich model / back pocket story approach. Mm-hmm. But you know, storytelling generally, for whatever course you take, you know, you should be getting a lot of the same ideas, right? Unless you're Quentin Tarantino, right, who likes to tell the end first and then jump to the, you know, then jump to the intro and then right. And then end in the middle, right? But generally speaking, for CEO types and leaders and people who want to share their brand in a more effective way, they're going to start at the beginning, then go to the middle, and then go to the end, all the while making it exciting and engaging and keeping people interested. So if that is true, I have storytelling courses, but I'm wondering how unique that sounds to an outsider.
I don't think that necessarily everything has to be unique. I think sometimes just telling it straight out is just, you know, hey, listen, I do this. This is part of what you get. Or you can buy, you can, you know, attend, or whatever you want to call it. So okay. I think I don't think it has any specifically value for arousing curiosity. I think it's just plain out saying, listen, this is what I do.
Okay.
You know, it's sort of like, yeah, I'll help you communicate clear brand value. How and when? Well, you know, we have storytelling courses. What the courses are about and stuff, that's a different story. The fact that it may sound like a million other things, at least it paints a clear picture that it's a course that they have to go through. So I think that's right. That aspect of it is important for that. And under that, actually, even the leave mediocrity makes sense, because that goes in hand with the storytelling courses. The final outcome of the story of the course is to become a star presenter, and then the back pocket brand stories. I mean, those I think work well. And, you know, this fifth one we can leave in the middle, or we don't have to have it there even. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that probably doesn't belong there now, is my thought. Although it's true, right?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. And again, this might be for a billboard, if you will. This might be too much, but not every leader, I shouldn't say that. You know what? Forget it.
Okay.
Forget it for now. Yeah, I'll figure it out later.
To me, it works better without this. And we could just, sometimes I do this. I don't know. Do you want your, like email on there and stuff?
If that is an effective.
It's a billboard. I mean, I don't have it there now, but I did have it in some versions. And so,
I mean, there is a contact info section right near the
billboard. Yeah, that's exactly why I'm not really too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, one thing to like, I understand the billboard thing. Like, I like the billboards that are clean and, you know, and share the message cleanly and are clever and call you to act, right? Like, I like those kinds of billboards. So if it's too much text on a billboard, I'd sooner just ignore it, you know?
Yeah. And any specific image maybe here or something?
Well, I have my brand logo. I don't know if that's going to be all that helpful, but I'm hesitant to put something on there like a microphone, because it's very cliche and it's like overused. This idea of, you know, and also, I don't know, I just, I don't want to scare people away that I'm going to force them into a public speaking career, right? Because that's not what we're going to do.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, some previous iterations of my banners have been like someone like speaking with like charts and like business charts and graphs coming out of their mouth or whatever, you know, which I was like, okay, I guess, you know, that was, and that seems like too theatrical. And
yeah, I mean, that doesn't even have, you know, like I would say a logo, or maybe what we could do here then is like show somewhere some picture of you speaking. Maybe that would be the best one. I know we all hate to watch each other and stuff like that, but I think, yep. I think that would be a good one where you're speaking someplace, or just a screenshot of one of your videos. I think that would be good.
Yeah, I have all that material too.
Yeah, I think that we could just leave that in there. You know, like for now we could leave it white, but then we can fill this out with that. Get rid of this guy, and you know, or you could just leave it there. You know, this way. But I think this is, because there's a lot of space over the bottom here. We could use that for something also. We could add some stuff. Yeah. Element. You know, off the top of my head, I don't know yet, but I think it's...
So just looking at the time, where it's 10:25 right now.
I know. Time flies.
Right. And certainly, you know, the LinkedIn profile is, you know, a banner and other things. So
I'm just gonna I'm just gonna download this, and then we could go through the other stuff as well. But I think the banner is the most important and also the most complicated. And these things from the banner we'll use in the headline, basically. You know, you just repeat it in the headline. So that's why it's sort of important to have this there.
Yeah. At 10:30 my time, I have another call on the schedule. We did plan for an hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here I'm gonna upload that now into the in 19. There we go. So yeah, for now you could use this one, and then let me go back to your, should be uploaded there shortly. And then if you go into, we don't have a lot of time, your profile picture, I changed somewhat. You could, I guess you could use the one that I have there too. I'm going to move it into that because I changed it sort of. You could upload that picture in there. I think it's going to look a little bit better. Because for some reason on the profile picture you have there, you have the two black lines next to it. I thought it was like a funeral home picture, like an obituary. And I was like, that doesn't look good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to have black lines around your face on the profile picture. And here for the helping execs and biz owners discover, present stories that grow their business, I would use something from the banner.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I would just take
something about communicating clear brand value. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is just basically, you know, and you don't want to have it too long again. So it'd be like, I would just say, I help you become a star presenter, for example, you know, because you don't want to, or let's leave mediocrity together and stuff. So, you know, sort of that type of stuff you need to use in the headline here. And you want to keep it shorter, you know, like these people have like six lines of stuff and it sort of confuses people. So I was
talking about the subtitle there under the name.
I don't have it shared. I'm going to show you. Yeah. That's the headline. That's what it's called, the headline.
Right.
And that's this here.
Right. You think that's too long?
Yeah, I would. Because if you look at it, this is what every time you leave a comment somewhere on LinkedIn, this is the text that's under you.
Okay.
So you have to sort of like, you got to remember, it's kind of like when we're doing YouTube shorts with my son, there's only like six words people will see. So those first six words want to describe what you do the best. So, you know, like even if you say I help, well, it's obvious that you do because so I sort of don't like to have the word I help you because you lose three words of visible words. So that's why it's better to craft it a little bit differently. So that's that. And then your whole then there's a whole topic of about, which, yeah, it's just, you know, again, people love. I mean, it's good to have it long, but then I didn't read the entire about, but we could work on that still together and kind of streamline it a little bit. But yeah, in the headline, you want to keep it shorter and you want to have those keywords. Like I would just use basically I would literally use in the headline, just say,
yeah,
become a star presenter.
I have my marching orders. I have to play with it a little bit.
We'll communicate more on this. Like I said, we didn't, you know, but not live because you got to go to another meeting, we're all busy. So yeah, I mean, it was the most important part we got because it's kind of like changing the course and moving in a different direction with it and sort of hitting harder home. And then we'll communicate the rest of it periodically and as we update it and stuff.
Yeah. Like, and I appreciate how messy this is and sort of you rolling up your sleeves and sort of rolling around in the muck to try to figure out how to make it better, which is really all that we're trying to do, right?
Oh, always.
I changed it a little bit. I don't know if you see that, right?
I'm just now trying to refresh it, but it's still showing all the older stuff. So,
yeah, I changed that there. With that, my friend, I have to bounce to another call.
I'll wrap up by myself. It's fine. You
go. And I'm happy to jump back on another session, like part two.
We can do that definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. And thanks
and we'll do a follow up for that. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one. Have a good day. Bye bye. And Paul is gone. So it's all by myself. But yeah, it's Paul Kreiter, Kreiter. And when he uploads this, when he uploads the new banner and stuff, you can see the difference. And I'm going to take a screenshot. And I'm going to show it as part of my stuff. And then like I said, it's always a lot to do. And to do everything in 1 hour is the vast knowledge of Paul, for example, and experience and stuff he has to offer is so encompassing. And so then you have to let the people speak and you have to listen to the story of the whole entire business. And my part is to sort of, how would you say this? compress it into a small little space and to get that message out much better and clearer and cleaner. And that's why I, even on a, you know, I already did some of the work. The profile picture might be a little better as well, but at least it's very dark. So I sort of lightened it up, and that's what was on the events banner that I created. So yeah, I mean, yeah, thanks Jay for your compliments. And yeah, I'm here for people to need help with this stuff. And yeah, I'm sure we're going to do part two now that we got, it took us an hour just to do a baseline of stuff that where we want to go with this. And much like any city, just like any project, like a website or, you know, like even company. I mean, the number one reason why companies should not invest, the first investment should not go into branding is because your company is going to change in a year. And especially the first year or two of every company, things change, develop, you evolve, you get feedback from customers, and you see what works the best. And then you start off your company thinking, well, I'm going to be doing this. And then 6 months later, something else comes out. And you're like, well, you know, let me pivot a little bit. You don't have to, from a construction worker to become a dentist, you know, that's not that kind of transformation. But you do want to sort of, fine tune everything. And then only after about a year or so, you're going to get a clear idea that, all right, this is the way our company works. This is the way we do. And now let's do the real branding, you know, like initially the first year or two you could do with just, you know, basic Canva stuff, the simplest of logos and whatever. And then after that, once you settle in, then you could go for more long-term planning and branding, because especially with colors also, it's the same thing. It's kind of like you want to change the colors, you update every company. I mean, Walmart just did one of the worst rebrands of all time, probably, because they just made something a little bit darker and some lines a little thinner, thicker and stuff. And it's kind of like, and they call it rebranding. It probably cost them a couple of $1 million, which they're not going to tell you. But somebody said, well, let's use this darker blue. So that's a bad rebrand. But anyway, yeah, this is Profile Building 101. And it's it's a service I offer, and yeah, let's sit down and let's talk about it. Thank you for showing up.